Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday the 24th of March. The challenges for investing remain unchanged. Markets are not reacting to information. They are generally reacting to social media posts and headlines, even if those posts or headlines are fake news or contradictory. The absence of verifiable facts is already complicating economic assessments. For instance, it is difficult to assess how much Dubai might have to spend repairing war damage when there is little verifiable information about the extent of war damage. There is now a risk that investors will start looking for leading indicators of social media posts rather than leading indicators of actual information. The Financial Times reports that there were unusually large trades in the oil market immediately ahead of US President Trump's social media post yesterday, which Trump's post then made very profitable. This might cause investors to start paying extra attention to outsized trades in the market as a leading signal of a possible policy shift by the US administration. The trade pattern yesterday was reportedly not an isolated instance. Investors are also perhaps influenced by loss aversion and confirmation bias. Investors want the war to end. There's an irrational bias in favour of rising markets. If there is a story that seems to confirm that desire, investors are more likely to react to it. This does not mean that negative stories will be ignored. Iranian denials of Trump's assertions about direct negotiations pushed oil prices back up, and fears of a wider conflict are keeping Brent crude prices over $100 a barrel. For now, markets do seem to be content to trade strongly on stories, but to provoke an equal negative reaction would probably need more hard evidence of adverse developments. In terms of verifiable data, Japan's February national consumer price inflation came in a little lower than the consensus had been expecting. This was due to more moderate food and energy prices. On the internationally defined core consumer price inflation measure, the year-on-year rate was unchanged. The Bank of Japan is not likely to respond to these figures. There's nothing here to change established views, and the domestic drivers of inflation are not likely to drive policy decisions in the near term. Attention instead must focus on the relative oil price shock and also whether there is any change in behaviour by domestic consumers in response to that. There are assorted preliminary March business sentiment opinion polls out on both sides of the Atlantic today. These numbers are not necessarily that reliable as indicators at the best of times, and these are not the best of times. To the extent that responses have been gathered later in the timeline of the Gulf War, the general level sensationalism is likely to encourage a more pessimistic view being reported. Few people pretend that these surveys are answered objectively. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.